Narrated Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him. We were digging the trench on the day of Al-Khandaq, that is, the trench, and we came across a big solid rock. We went to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "Here is a rock appearing across the trench." He said, "I am coming down." Then he got up, and a stone was tied to his belly, for we had not eaten anything for 3 days. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, took the spade and struck the big solid rock, and it became like sand. I said, "O Allah's Messenger, allow me to go home." When the Prophet, peace be upon him, allowed me, I said to my wife, "I saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, in a state that I cannot tolerate or treat with patience. Have you got something for him to eat?" She replied, "I have barley and a she-goat." So I slaughtered the she-kid, and she ground the barley. Then we put the meat in the earthenware cooking pot. Then I came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, when the dough had become soft and fermented, and the meat in the pot over the stone trivet had nearly been well cooked, and said, "I have got a little food prepared. So get up, O Allah's Messenger, you and one or two men along with you for the food." The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked, "How much is that food?" I told him about it. He said, "It is abundant and good. Tell your wife not to remove the earthenware pot from the fire, and not to take out any bread from the oven till I reach there." Then he said to all his companions, "Get up." So the Muhajirun, that is, emigrants, and the Ansar got up. When I came to my wife, I said, "Allah's mercy be upon you. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is coming along with the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and those who were present with them." She said, "Did the Prophet, peace be upon him, ask you how much food you had?" I replied, "Yes." Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Enter and do not throng." The Prophet, peace be upon him, started cutting the bread into pieces and put the cooked meat over it. He covered the earthenware pot and the oven whenever he took something out of them. He would give the food to his companions and take the meat out of the pot. He went on cutting the bread and scooping the meat for his companions till they all ate their fill. And even then, some food remained. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to my wife, "Eat and present to others as the people are struck with hunger."